This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Christmas, the season not only of rejoicing, but of reflection. That's what Winston Churchill said of the Christmas season. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I believe that. I think Christmas does make us reflect a bit. It takes us out of the hustle and bustle of our normal time. It slows down a little bit. I have to admit, you know, it speeds up for me because I got to play catch up for all the stuff that I wasn't able to get to throughout the year. But it gives us a time to reflect on things around us. You can look back over the year that passed, prepare for the year ahead, or if you're of the Victor Borga mindset, Santa Claus has the right idea. Visit people only once a year. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Whatever you think of Christmas, I hope that you had a great one. I hope that you are looking forward to everything that you can bring to the new year that's coming up, and that you understand how important you are. I know we're cogs in the wheel, folks, but when we put it all together, we're very important. Reflect on that. Reflect on all the people that you influenced. Reflect on all the things that you thought you knew and you learned this year, and that hopefully energize you to say, this is never going to happen to me again. Now, I'm thinking in terms of what the left did, what they tried to convince us of, how they've, you know, just portrayed us over the decades and the things that they've done because of what they've essentially instilled in us. We've been rubes. We've been taken advantage of. I was listening to a clip. Chuck Todd, he says NBC and MSNBC are a fact-based news environment. I want you to think about that just a second. This is what Chuck Todd said, a fact-based. But he had a show on Sunday when he was talking about the president, and it was nothing but an editorial. I don't know what his Meet the Press is supposed to be. And I guess there's some ability for him to say what he wants. I'm not going to try to say this is news, this is opinion, or whatever. But he says it's a fact-based environment. And he was underlying all of Donald Trump's problems, his problems with Republican leaders, conservative radio and TV hosts, and the shutdown, the resignation of Mattis, which I'll talk a little bit about, and the stock market is taking a beating, intentionally so. There are people out there manipulating the market. They picked the wrong time. They should have done it before the election, but they're manipulating the market, which I tell people, get in, because this market is going to roar back. But anyway, long story short, Chuck Todd is in this clip, he's telling you, we're the news, but hey, here's my opinion about how things are, and here's what you might want to consider. Check this out.
Suffered their worst December since 1931. Many have noted that despite Mr. Trump's many self-inflicted wounds, his presidency has benefited from not having to face a financial or international crisis. But perhaps now we need to face this uncomfortable question. What if the president is the crisis?
I mean, I want you to think about just that for one second. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. This is a guy. Well, we have to ask ourselves the question. No, we don't. We don't have to ask ourselves. That's an insane question. What if the president is the crisis? Now, understand, he just said the president has benefited from no financial or international crisis. How did that benefit occur? I'm just curious. I'd like you to contact me at 844-551-8255. You call 59, you're going to get somebody else. Anyway, 844-551-8255. And tell me, how has Trump benefited? Did he benefit from that smooth transition from Barack Obama? Did he benefit from the new norm of a GDP that's supposed to be 2? 2, no greater than 2. Did he benefit from an economy that has borrowed essentially $1 trillion a year of worthless paper, printed it, and handed that over? Did he benefit from any of the foreign policy decisions of Barack Obama? Name me one. Peace somewhere? Were we out of these wars? Explain to me where the benefit was. Well, where's the benefit? Did he benefit from this great manufacturing that Barack Obama said the new norm was, we were not going to be able to bring it back to America? Where did he benefit? Is he benefited from an America that was reunited and ready to move forward together? Or did he benefit from an America that was polarized along gender lines, along race lines, along capitalist versus slacker lines? You name it, we have every divisive thing you can imagine, religion, you name it, and all because of Barack Obama. So tell me where Donald Trump benefited that did not come from Donald Trump benefiting himself. There's no financial crisis because Donald Trump eased the burden on America's companies. He lowered the tax rate. He lowered taxes for individuals and corporations, and that has spurred the economy. No matter what you think about where the stock market is, it is still up over Barack Obama's 18,800. So it's way up over that, because who could do better in the economy than the one that Baby Black Jesus built? So how did Trump even do it? How's he over 20,000? That was supposed to be, we're never going to get to 20,000. We got to 26,000. Okay, it's down under 22. What that means is, you know the mark. You want $4,000 in your account at some point? Put your money in the market in 2019 and watch what happens. So, what did Trump benefit from? They talked about international. He's had no international crisis. Really? So, Iran wanting to nuke Israel and essentially gain nuclear weapons and send them over our way, that's not an international crisis. North Korea wasn't an international crisis. Our trade policy wasn't an international crisis. NATO wasn't an international crisis. The existing wars in parts of Africa and the Middle East are not an international crisis. What do you mean he hasn't inherited any international crisis? He's inherited every international crisis that Barack Obama couldn't take care of and kicked the can down the road. And Donald Trump has stopped international crisis from metastasizing because he's smart. And the left can't stand it. So what do? They want to make you think he's the crisis. Donald Trump is the crisis. Why? Because he wants to build a wall along the border. Because he wants companies to come back to America and jobs to come back to America, NATO to pay its bills, and on and on. Short break. I'll get back home.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. Also, just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo. Only at BugAssault.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have a crisis of character. They're pathetic. It's really sad to watch people so disillusioned and so mean-spirited that they will not listen to reason. I'll tell you this. Any Democrat, you want to call my show, you want to have a reasonable discussion about whatever's on your mind, I'm more than willing to do it. I've said this goes out to any Democrat you know. In 6 degrees of separation, not even that many. You know people that don't like what I say. Invite them to come on this show. I'm telling you, I will debate them. And I'm going to tell you one other quick point. I will be respectful in my destruction of them. They can't win. Why do you think they don't want to debate? Look, I go to debates all around the country. I ask any of them. Michael Eric Dyson, do you want to debate? Mark Lamont Hill, do you want to debate? Any one of these black leftists, the racist leftists, any one of these highbrow professors that know it all on the left, I'm more than willing to debate you. I'll debate you at your campus. I'll debate you at your event. You name it. I will be the person to debate you. How much work do you think I get in that regard? I'm the Maytag freaking repairman when it comes to anybody. Well, you know, you're going to debate Kevin Jackson? Oh, no, I'm not going to debate Kevin Jackson. Oh, heck no. But I'll debate any of them. come on my show. We'll pick a venue. We'll put a venue together. We'll do it. I promise you. Love to debate you. Because I know we're right. I'm talking about what we do on the right. And it's funny, I have some amazing friends, and I tell them all the time, you know, that, well, I should say this. We'll have a conversation, and they say to me, Kevin, you are so quick on your feet with the facts and with the things that you know. And I'll be honest with you. There are people that are brighter. They know more history. I don't need to rely on history. Not much of it. Here's what I do. I rely on the history that I know, the history that I've seen, the history, part of that I've learned, a little bit. But I don't need to quote,
well, you know, back in 1863, 1987, the Congress was made up of this or that. I don't need any of that.
I just go right to the jugular. So where have you lived, Professor So-and-so, that makes you such an amazing, you know, scholar on the black condition? I know you've studied it. Academically, you know a lot about it, but where have you been? And even with black folks, Michael Eric Dyson, he didn't grow up in the hood. Michael Eric Dyson knows nothing about the ghetto. He knows nothing about the true black condition. He knows, and what's funny, what he knows about the black condition applies to when Democrats were oppressing, blacks. He doesn't know anything about the black condition. He applies the same rationale and reasoning about the oppressive conditions where Democrats were in control and oppressing blacks to today. And he wants you to believe that Colin Kaepernick, as an example, is a perfect example of what's been happening. Colin Kaepernick, when Colin Kaepernick was playing football and quarterback in the 49ers, if they were shooting water cannons at him and sticking German Shepherds on him while he was simultaneously having to go against the defense, then I'd say Colin Kaepernick has a legitimate excuse. But unless you consider their defense dogs and police shooting water cannons at him, he had no other disadvantage in the sport than anybody else, any other white guy. And he just wanted to use black people for a better contract. And if he were being truthful, that's what he would say. Oh, man, it's funny to watch. Funny to watch. So I want to segue because I just played a clip of Chuck Todd talking about Donald Trump being a potentially, is he the crisis? And I'm thinking to myself, Donald Trump is a godsend, not a crisis. The crisis was Barack Obama. But I want you just to explain how bad the media has gotten it. Der Spiegel, have you heard of this? Last week, German newspaper Der Spiegel suffered a massive embarrassment when it was discovered that one of their more prominent reporters, Klaus Relotius, made up many of his stories. Now, we had a very similar situation based on I saw the TV show, and it was a true story where a reporter was making stuff up, the most fanciful stories, and I'm going to play a clip from Tucker Carlson's show here in just a second. But they said, to make the discovery even funnier, CNN had once given him Journalist of the Year commendation. They made this guy, who was doing fake news, Journalist of the Year. Now, let me let you hear Tucker and Mark Stein discussing this guy and what he did and how he became Journalist of the Year.
Well, CNN just hates it when you call him fake news. The governor's brother gets all upset, but occasionally it fits. They promote it. Here's one case. A guy called Klaus Relotius was an investigative journalist for Der Spiegel. That's the biggest paper in Germany. A couple of years ago, CNN honored him as Journalist of the Year. Now he's been canned. He was caught inventing many of his stories. And it's probably not that surprising. They were absurd stories. One example is his profile of a Minnesota town called Fergus Falls. It had a lot of Trump supporters, so he went and stayed for a number of weeks to mock them. The article he wrote was full of absurd claims intended to make the residents sound ridiculous. At one point, he said the movie American Sniper was still playing to sold-out crowds 2 years after its release. That's how dumb they were in the Trump town. Well, it took years for him to be caught, and one of the main reasons is that he wrote exactly what his audience wanted to hear. And, of course, CNN never noticed. They wanted to hear it, too. Author and columnist Mark Stein joins us tonight, a longtime fan of Der Spiegel. This guy was kind of hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, this is a very traditional kind of story that Europeans and people of what one might call a Eurocentric bent, such as CNN, enjoy. They like to send their reporters out into the great wastelands of the American interior and report back that all the people there are inbred, stump-toothed, snake-handling crazies who like nothing better than a jigger of moonshine and a bunk up with their sister before they go down to have their church renamed after Trump and do a couple of scripture readings from the Art of the Deal. So basically, this...
Welcome back, everybody. So Mark Stein's got it right. All of you are a bunch of inbred hicks, hillbillies. You are just... It's a waste of time to try to communicate with you. You're stupid, you're dumb, you're inbred, you're ignorant to the hilt, and on and on and on. That's what they want to portray about you, when in fact, you're the most brilliant people on the planet. You're so smart that you said, hey, you know what we need for president? Not a lying, crooked woman who worked for baby black Jesus, who was the most incompetent president to ever sit his black behind in the Oval Office. You were smart enough to recognize that not only was Barack Obama bad, his hand-selected protege, Hillary Clinton would be even worse, and so you chose the guy who would be the best possible choice, and they hate you for it, because it invalidates everything that they want to say about you. You're very bright. And in fact, if you're so dumb and hillbillyish, hickish, inbred, whatever you want to call it, then how is it you could be so smart? How is it that you could know that Donald Trump was the answer? Now, I want you to understand, this group of people that think you're dumb, they gave an award for Journalist of the Year to a fraud. They gave the Nobel Peace Prize to a fraud. They've given awards to people like Weinstein and Kevin Spacey and many others, all of whom are nothing but frauds. And you know what you do? You get it right almost every time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump made a surprise visit to troops in Iraq.
marking the president's first visit to a U.S. military combat zone. Former CIA Station Chief Daniel Hoffman says trips like this are key for military personnel.
There's nothing more important to embassy staff than the president visiting and walking the ground and receiving what I think everyone would consider to be the most valuable briefings right on the spot from our best experts. It's also important for the president's relationship with the government of Iraq.
Hoffman was speaking there on Fox News. Folks are hitting the stores across America for day after Christmas shopping and returns. Hetha Herzog tells Fox News it's best to do those returns early in the morning.
When you get to the store early, you're, you know, like anything, people are a little bit more friendly to deal with. There are not a lot of people in there. You can get in there and out of there quicker.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you talking to Democrats right up with a compromise midnight tomorrow night?
The Democrats, all they need to do is support border security and the government will be funded. But that barrier that we're talking about is
Stephen,
not the border control.
The Democrats support border security. They don't support $5 billion.
Could you identify, Wolf, for me, some of the kinds of border security you're saying the Democrats
say they support border security.
Like what?
They disagree with you.
They voted against ending sanctuary cities. They voted against supporting MS-13 gang members. They voted against supporting violent criminals. They voted time and time again against a physical border wall to stop illegal entry. I mean, where is the evidence that you keep asserting they're for border security? They haven't been. They oppose closing loopholes for asylum flood our system,
Stephen,
with meritless claims.
I want to move on
they
to another
oppose ending catch and release.
I played that clip earlier in the broadcast, and it's so worth playing over and over and over. See, this is an interview. This is a response. Stephen Miller obliterates Wolf Blitzer. I titled it, Blitzer Gets Hammered by Stephen Miller. I'm talking about bludgeoned on his own TV show. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Well, but look, I've invited any of these clowns to come debate me on my show, and I would easily, like, here's Blitzer.
You know, the government, the Democrats really do want to see immigration reform.
Because he's been told to say that. I would say things like, hey, listen, I've got my guest Stephen Miller on. Stephen believes that the Republicans, you know, that we need to do more in the way of immigration. Well, let's talk to Stephen and find out what his views are. And regardless of what my side of the issue was, I would inquire and want to know. But no, what Blitzer did was the wrong move. He took the leftist move and said, the Democrats want this. Don't you understand that? And Stephen Miller said, what are you talking about, you clown? It was fun watching this leftist TV host get scorched. Yeah. See, they live in these echo chambers. Guys like Blitzer and Jake Tapper and Don Lemon, etc. And they're rarely challenged. And because of that, their skill sets are mostly comprised of creatively agreeing with their guest. But occasionally, a producer shoots for the stars, and he invites that contrarian, right? And that's what Blitzer did. He invited somebody who knows what he's talking about. A man who has his, his caca together. And in their exchange, Wolf Blitzer is spewing the party line.
Democrats want border security.
And It was so fun to watch this exchange because honestly, it's like watching Mike Tyson beat up a 3-year-old. Blitzer didn't know what hit him. He's doing everything he can to get. I mean, think about what Miller said. With all due respect, Wolf, you're an idiot. They voted against Kate's Law. They voted against ending sanctuary cities. They voted against deporting MS-13 gang members. They voted against deporting violent criminals. They voted time and time again against the physical border wall to stop illegal entry. He says, where's the evidence you keep asserting there for border security? They haven't been. They've opposed closing loopholes for asylum that flood our cities with meritless claims. This guy was just kabam, kabam. This is like 4 knockout punches in a row, okay? The dude is still up on his feet, but the referee hasn't had time to jump in and stop him. That's what it looked like to me. Wolf Blitzer got obliterated. He got demolished. And you know what his answer was? Well, I want to move on. I want to move on. Because you know what Miller continued with? They opposed catch and release. What he's telling you is all the things. They are so much for border security. Yeah, here's what they want. They voted against the law to protect American citizens with Kate Law. They voted to bring illegals in and give them sanctuary in cities. They voted to not even deport the most violent of criminals, gang leaders, and other criminals. They won't even deport them. They have people who want to tell the Oakland mayor, remember her? They want to warn people like that ICE is coming. And I could go on. Colleges and universities setting up sanctuary cities. They're providing legal services for illegals. You can't even get legal services passed through, quote, legal aid in America if you're a citizen. They don't want a wall. They tell us we don't need it. They tell us that they're for closing the loopholes for asylum. And all they do, they have whole industries built around telling people how to get into the United States through the asylum loopholes. Then, worse than that, they put all these criminals, when they catch them, they put them back on the street. They tell us they don't want to work with ICE. They even go as far as to tell us they want to abandon ICE. And Blitz is up there, oh, the Democrats do support this. Don't you understand? They support border security. Wow. It was a thing to watch. And his original contention, believe it or not, was Democrats just don't want to spend $5 billion on a wall. Because I know, Wolf, it's so much. $5 billion on a wall. Let me tell you where first of all, Donald Trump doesn't need the Congress to fund this wall. The wall is going to get funded. But let me just give you an idea of some waste. I went to the website, Citizens Against Government Waste. And here's one program that could fund the wall, okay? Billions in the Rural Utility Service. Have you heard of this? Rural Utility Service. You guys know what this is? You probably don't. You don't live in the country. They call it the REA, Rural Electrification Administration, established, get this, in 1935 to bring electricity to America's rural communities. By 1981, 98.7% electrification and 95% telephone service coverage was achieved. Now, let me tell you where I was in 1981. I was going to college, but I lived in a little town called Brady on a ranch, and we had a party line, and we had a regular TV, 3-channel TV, and eventually we got cable. I remember we had a cable box, and you had to, you know, click the channel you wanted. It was one of these big little brown boxes with a white clickers, and you clicked the box. That was what we had. But anyway, we got cable, we had phone service, and we were out in the boonies. So just putting this into perspective, by 1981, 98.7% electrification of the rural community, et cetera. But we've got a whole department that's set up for this. So the mission expanded in 2002 under the Farm Bill to provide broadband services to underserved or unserved rural areas which they say is communities of population less than 20,000. Now, they're provided through the Rural Broadband Access Loan and Guarantee Program. They call it BAP. Some of the BAP's wasteful projects include $667,000 given to Buford Communications of LaGrange, Arkansas, population 122, in 2009 to build a hybrid fiber coax network and a new community center. It's about $5,468 a person. Now, with wireless technology, you would think we could reduce this tax or eliminate it, but it's a recurring bill. And you can bet the majority of this is not going for the purpose that you've been told. So I want you to understand, let me give you the numbers that we spend on this every single year. 1 year, we spend $8.2 billion in the Rural Electrification Administration. $8.2 billion. Now, I want to just ask you a series of simple questions. Where are we not communicating? In other words, if you're not getting electricity or some sort of broadband service at this point, you just don't want it, Kaczynski. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? You want to be off the grid. There are places where people go in this country. They don't want your electricity. They don't want your communications. There are people in Alaska, as an example, that don't want it. There are people in Wyoming and Montana. They understand. They move there because they're sick of people. By the way, they're not sick of us. They're sick of leftists. They love us. They may not love people. They may not want to be around us all the time, but they can handle us. They can't handle these lefties. So Donald Trump could take that money, 1 year, so he could say, you know what, I'm going to divert half of the funds from the Rural Electrification Administration, and we're going to start building a wall with it. That's what we're going to do, because it's going to save us so much money, we'll be able to come back and refund that. But I think we need to get rid of it, period. And there are many other things that we should be getting rid of. I'll give you an example. This one would save us $1.2 billion a year. So over 5 years, we'd be looking at about $6 billion in savings. And you want to know what it is? Well, of course you do. That's why you're here. The U.S. sugar program, outdated Soviet-style command and control program that uses import quotas, loans, marketing allotments, price supports, and tariffs to artificially inflate the price of sugar. Federal government establishes a minimum price for sugar in the U.S., which averages roughly double the world price. The government also imposes marketing controls, limiting how much sugar processors are allowed to sell. These allotments are enforced and administered by a small cartel of sugar processors. As of November 2017, an analysis from the American Enterprise Institute found that the welfare transfer to sugar growers and processors is quite large in the aggregate, hovering around $1.2 billion. Losses to households are diffused, about $10 per person per year, but large for the population as a whole, in a range of $2.4 to $4 billion. We got more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hi. I hope you put on your show about the GoFundMe account that's going on They have raised over $2,130,000 in a little over 3 days. This is tremendous. This is, we the people will fund the wall. We donated to it. I hope a lot of other people donate to it. Oh, I hope that you'll get that word out, that more people will hear about it and go fund it so we can bypass these rhinos and Democrats in Congress and get the wall built. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Thanks for that call. We don't need to fund our government. We've given enough money to the government. We don't need to build anything privately. There's much money that's floating around out there that Donald Trump can use and likely will use. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about our show, 844-551-8255. So I've been talking about the craziness of the left. They say Donald Trump's unhinged. I just played a clip of Chuck Todd saying that Trump himself may be the crisis. It's ridiculous. And I've got, you know, rhinos we've got in as Americans, all these rhinos that tell us what can't be done. Donald Trump's not a guy that listens to what can't be done. I've given you at least two or three different things where we could fund this wall without even thinking about it. What were they? One of them was getting rid of this rural tax that we pay to get all everybody in America has to be connected to the internet. I'll ask you this. Do you think everybody in America wants to be connected to the internet? Do you think everybody in America wants TV? Do you think everybody in America, believe it or not, wants electricity and the creature comforts? It's like health care. The Democrats use, well, there's X millions of people that don't have health care. There are X millions of people who don't want health care. There's a whole religious sect that says if something happens to us, we don't go to the hospital. We leave it in the hands of God. But no, Democrats go, I don't care what your religion says. We want you to have health care. You could be living under a bridge and not give a care in the world about health care. They don't care. You could be 23 years old, building your company. Democrats say, you got to pay for health care. And you go, look, man, statistically speaking, I'm the last person that needs to be thinking about health care. I don't care. You're going to pay your $2,000 a month whether you like it or not. And it's not going to give you health care. It's just going to give you insurance that you don't dare use. What are you talking about? Sugar subsidy, $1.2 billion a year. This rural tax so everybody can get internet or whatever else is $5 billion a year. You ready for another big savings you could do? If you just reduce Medicare's improper payments by 50%, you would save $3.6 billion a year. That's only 50% for improper payments. I want you to understand how big of a business must you be when your improper payments are $7.2 billion annually, and you don't miss it. So let me put it a different way. If we got rid of all the improper payments, you could build a wall every year. 5 years savings if you got rid of just half. If you stopped doing half of the wrong accounting, would be $18 billion over 5 years. And then what would it get you back? See, the beauty of what Trump does when he goes into all this stuff is he says, what is it? It's not only the cost of stopping illegal immigration, it's the cost, you know, which may be $5 billion a year. It's what's the return on investment? Hundreds of billions of dollars per decade. I want you to think about if indeed illegal immigration cost us, in estimates are $100 billion a year. If we recovered $95 billion, let's just say $100 billion over the next decade, it's $1 trillion going back into the coffers. Donald Trump's already recovered $2 trillion annually in bureaucracy of business. Why do you think businesses are thriving? Forget what the stock market tells you. Let me tell you, if you're putting $2 trillion back into this economy by removing onerous legislation, it will reflect eventually. You want to know when eventually is? 2019. It's already, you're seeing part of the benefit now. Anyway, reducing Medicare. Medicare is plagued with the highest reported amount of improper payments of any federal program. This is according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Fiscal year 2017 comprehensive error rate testing report. The improper payment rate was 9.5%. The improper payment amount was $36.2 billion. Because of its chronic vulnerability to fraud, waste, and abuse and mismanagement, the GAO has for 20 years designated the Medicare program as high risk. And you know, not only that, it's high risk, good reward. In a bipartisan effort, they write, to reduce improper payments and help stave off the impending bankruptcy of the Medicare Trust Fund, Congress first implemented a recovery audit contractor. They called them a RAC, demonstration project for Medicare Parts A and B that ran from 2005 to 2008, recovered more than $900 million in overpayments to providers. Congress enacted legislation to expand the program, making it permanent. And it was fully implemented by 2010. 2010, Congress further expanded the scope of RACs to include auditing of Medicare Part C and D in the Obamacare Act. The legislation also required states and territories to establish RAC programs for Medicare, noting that it was a proven valuable tool in reducing improper payments. Now, one would think eliminating waste and fraud would be a priority, particularly where billions are at stake, but not during the era of Obama. He only started addressing it at the very end. Now, here's another one. Block grants. Eliminate community development block grants. They call them CDBGs. One-year savings, $3 billion. Five-year savings, you can do the math, but for the Democrats on the listening, $15 billion. In the 70s, many American cities suffered from destitution and blight. In 1974, Congress created the CDBG program to revitalize low-income areas of cities across the country. 3 years later, during the 1977 World Series, swaths of New York's South Bronx burned to the ground, as Howard Cosell narrated it on national television. The CDBG program was intended for infrastructure investment, housing rehabilitation, job creation, and public services in metropolitan cities and urban counties. Use of the grants was intended to be flexible, with more than $100 billion given away to local governments over the last 35 years has fallen short on both accountability and results. Buffalo, New York has received more than $500 million in CDBG over the last 30 years. Nothing to show for it. L.A. handed out $24 million to a dairy that went bust 18 months later. Now, do you think this program works? Imagine the price tag on this program since its inception. Businesses, folks, don't build in crime-ridden areas with uneducated people. And yet, we are pouring $3 billion a year into a program that is nothing but a failure. But we won't build a wall. The U.S. is the largest, here's another one, largest contributor to the U.N. If we reduced our budget by 25%, we would save, in a year, $2.5 billion over a five-year period, $12.5 billion. Largest contributor, not only in our budget, but also 28% of the UN's peacekeeping budget. And in fiscal year 2016, we spent $10 billion to the UN. That's how much we sent. 57% increase over the 2009 contribution of $6.35 billion. The U.S. contributed $3.2 billion in fiscal year 2001. And since 2001, the U.N.'s regular budget has more than doubled, and its peacekeeping budget has more than tripled, a rate much faster than the economies of its member nations. So the U.N. is growing like crazy. Now, most of America would agree with this reduction. The U.N. treats America like a prostitute. We do the work, give them the money, then we wait on our beating. Now, they will survive without our funding, but we want to give it to them year after year. It's ridiculous. I'm giving you ways we can build a wall. We don't need to contribute. If you want to contribute to something, go to theblacksphere.net and drop your dimes, your nickels, your dollars, your $5 into our programs, because our stuff reaches people and it does something directly. We don't need to be feeding the beast anything more. We don't need to offset what government should be doing. And I don't care how much money we raise for this wall. It could be $10 billion. No. make it 20. You know what? While we're at it, let's make it $200 billion. It is a rounding error in the amount of money that our government wastes every year of our own money. I'm not sending him a dime for this wall. Donald Trump can get this wall built. He doesn't need Congress and he doesn't need our money.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.